This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. I found it interesting reading about the disastrous wildfire in Maui that basically wiped out the town of Lahaina. Now, predictably, the climate change alarmists were out in full force, touting climate change for the reason this fire was so devastating. They further predicted this would be happening more frequently in the future because of, well, you guessed it, climate change. Now, most were liberal Democratic hacks, including our very own Senator Merkley, as they drolled on and on about climate change. Of course, at the same time, the governor of Hawaii was pointing the finger at the electric company on Maui and indicated it was downed active power lines. So at this point, we may never know for sure what actually caused that fire. But here's where it gets interesting. A University of Hawaii professor threw water on all these theories with some hard and fast facts. He wrote, "Hawaii's fire problem is due to the vast areas of unmanaged, non-native grasslands from decades of declining agriculture." He further wrote, "The savannas now cover about 1 million acres of land, mostly the legacy of land clearing for plantation agriculture in the early 1900s, which is now laying fallow." So, agriculture has been driven out of vast lands in Hawaii, leaving them to nature and the winds and, of course, fire. Nobody clearing old brush and trees, but instead just leaving them there, subject to nature and the weather and, of course, fire. Sounds an awful lot like what's happened to our forests here in the western U.S., doesn't it? We've created vast, untouched forests which have reverted to whatever nature intends. Roadless areas, spotted owl protection zones, etc., etc., etc. But the bottom line is, nobody is out in the forest clearing underbrush and thinning trees like they did for decades before our government was taken over by the environmental wing. Devastating wildfires? Well, they only seem to happen over the last 10 to 15 years or so. Since our loggers have been locked out of the forest for over 20-plus years, it only makes sense, doesn't it? We can scream climate change as much as we want, but as the University of Hawaii professor pointed out, it's actually the lack of maintenance and care that is creating these huge fires. No thinning of our overgrown forests, no clearing of our totally overgrown underbrush, and of course, no human beings in the forest to do any maintenance whatsoever. All facts point to the failure of forest practices we currently have. But as usual, the government will just keep doing the same old thing time and time again and expect a different outcome. I don't need to tell you what the definition of that policy is. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.